Good day once again, friends. Before we get into this final lesson in the current series, A Few Minutes with the Bible, let's go to our Heavenly Father in a word of prayer. Join us if you care to do so and can. Let us pray. Our Father and our God who art in heaven, we are glad at this time that we can come to Thee and call Thee our Father and our God. We are glad for the preservation of our lives to this present moment. And we realize, Father, as we offer this prayer, there are those who are sick, and there are families in sorrow because of the loss of loved ones. We trust Thou will be with those who are in sorrow this day, and may the means being used to restore those who are ill reach the desired end if it be according to Thy will. We pray for our nation and nations of the world, and may we say in this prayer, Father, we truly believe that Thou truly art God. And as was true in the Old Testament, it is just as true today that You still rule in the affairs of men. Help us, Father, to put our trust in Thee, realizing that life is truly known by Thee. For Thou truly hast offered unto all men life upon this earth. And You know the best course of life. And You made the physical creation for man. And there's no clash between the things that are good that You've made in the physical creation and the Christian life. So we rejoice on the blessings that Thou hast bestowed upon us, not alone the physical blessings with the fruitful seasons and the bountiful harvest, but even above all, Father, the spiritual blessings that come to those in Christ Jesus. We're glad for the brethren who make this broadcast possible, and as we terminate this series, Father, spending a few minutes with the Bible again, we know this is time well spent. And wilt Thou bless all who engage in this broadcast with us. Help us then to this end, Father. This we humbly ask in Jesus' name, and amen. It has been said, and rightly so, that the best is yet to come. But the unfortunate thing about that statement is that it cannot come to all people. There are undoubtedly people who are listening to this broadcast today that can't say the best is yet to come. Perhaps they're looking at life from a very dismal standpoint, or at the other side of the span, it may be those who are looking at life very joyously, thinking that it's going to continue on, and yet they know full well that truly time comes when men must finish their lives upon this earth. There is one class of people that can say the best is yet to come. And I'm thinking of a passage I want to call to your attention from that wonderful resurrection chapter, namely, the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. No doubt you've heard this verse time and time again. Maybe you've committed it to memory. Remember, it's 1 Corinthians 15:58, or if you have a difficult time remembering that, maybe you can't write it down today. Maybe you're in a position where you can't write it down. Maybe you're driving an automobile down the road, or you're busy in a shop. Or maybe you're just busy in the home and you can't get to a pencil or a pen. Just remember the last verse in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The whole verse is outstanding as a conclusion to this resurrection chapter. But the part of the verse that I want to key in on the broadcast today that you might think about as we spend a few minutes with your Bible is that for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. What does this mean to you on the broadcast today, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord? To one lady that I visited in a nursing home some time ago, she interpreted this to mean that since her body was racked with pain here in life, that there would be a time when she no longer would have pain when she got to heaven. She said, "The Lord will give me a new body and it won't have arthritis. It won't have pain. It won't have suffering." I thought that was a good conclusion. Her labor in serving the Lord, whatever she was called upon to bear in this life, was not in vain. It can also be said as we look at this verse that as we attempt to serve the Lord, we may become weary in well-doing. Galatians 6 and 9 says that. Paul says, "Let us not become weary in well-doing." Why? Well, I believe it's the same principle that the best is yet to come. You see, we can't get as close in our fellowship to God in this life as we will in the life to come or in heaven. Jesus offered that wonderful invitation for fellowship.
when he said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls." The point I'm emphasizing is when we come to him and become a part of the yoke fellow, become a yoke fellow with him, under that yoke of Jesus Christ, then we enter free from sin into a fellowship with him. But this fellowship can never be as close in this life as it will be in the life to come. You see, Jesus offered the wonderful teaching to Martha at the passing of her brother, and we've touched upon this before, that he mentioned that he was the resurrection of the life. Even though one died, yet he could live again. And one who liveth in him, he says, would never die. I believe he's talking about this very principle, to realize that we could go from a realm of sin into a realm where there would never be death. This world, with all of its things that are good, and there are many good things in this life, must be looked upon as a transitory life. The old song says, "I'm a pilgrim, I'm a stranger, I can tarry but for a night." Life is moving on. You know, we hear people say this every day. My, how time flies. And it has been said, in many cases, the older a person gets, the faster time seems to go. You know, when a youngster's looking forward to becoming a teenager, or maybe even getting to the age of 20, it seems that time will never move on. But when we get older, we even hear retired people saying, "I don't know how I ever had enough time for the things that I was really doing when I was working. Now I'm retired and I'm busy, very busy." I think there's an answer to this. It's associated with a life in which we strike a routine. And even though this cannot be a blanket for every person, yet we're aware of the fact that as we strike this routine going about our daily activities, people who are busy, time seems to go more rapidly. But the wonderful thing about it is you think about the Christian life, and you might think of it as you go to service this week. And if you don't go to worship, think about it too. That all the time that you're spending, not alone in the church building, but actually in the activities of Christian living, is labor that will never be in vain. And as a good sister said, "I am having difficulty now in life. I'm going down the western slope of time. But I have this assurance that the best is yet to come. For the Lord has promised that I won't always have a life in which I must suffer, in which there must be pain, in which there must be separation. And as the wonderful teaching and revelation unfolds, there'll be a time when God will wipe away the tears from the eyes. There'll be no death, no sorrow, no pain, truly no separation. For there'll be an eternity, and that's something that really never ends, in which we can be with God, in which we can be with Jesus Christ, in which we can have a fellowship that goes far beyond what could be appreciated in this life." You know, your friendly neighbors of the Church of Christ spend a great deal of time in talking about the best is yet to come. And we realize that in many congregations throughout the world, there are groups of disciples who are trying diligently to live for the Lord, understanding that His grace is sufficient to meet the needs of their life, understanding that His grace is stronger than sin. Many times they're discouraged, but many, many times they rejoice. And there is always this blessing that comes to the life of one who serves the Lord, that the best is yet to come. Years ago, I remember reading a little article that I thought was very impressive, and it means more to me now than it did then, of the farmer who had to work very hard and long to eke out a living on a farm that had thin soil upon it. And the writer was picturing this farmer coming in from his day's work, rounding the bend in the road and seeing his little humble cottage there, where he realized his wife and his little girl would be waiting. As the sun was now sinking, as we say in the western skies, he went through the gate. He heard the laughter of this child, and even though his body was racked with, well, you might say, fatigue, yet this cheered his spirit. He realized how blessed he was in this life with physical things, with his family, with his wife, with the opportunity to work, and he knew that a good night's rest would cure the fatigue of that body. But he thought as he stood on the porch of his house before he went in the door, how good God has been to me. He's given me a true blessing at the end of a busy working day, where he knew soon he would greet his wife and his child. But he's also given me an opportunity of a world beyond the sunset that he now saw in the west. And I'd like to leave this thought with you on the broadcast today. If you can't say the best is yet to come, then as a good brother said a long time ago, there's some unfinished business in your life. We've told you time and time again on the broadcast what the Bible says we're due to be born again. It must be based on the Bible. We must hear the Word of God because our faith comes by hearing in Romans 10:17. We ask you to hear it. You must believe it. You must repent of your sins. You must announce with your mouth what you believe in your heart, that Christ is the Son of God. And with full faith in your heart, be baptized, immersed in water, in a likeness of the death of Jesus for the remission or forgiveness of your sins, to come forth to walk a new life. And as you take those strides through life, keep this thought in mind. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord, for the best is yet to come. It's been good to be with you, friends. We close this series and hope to be back with you next time with a new series. Want to thank the Brethren of the Church of Christ for making this possible. Why don't you look them up if you haven't been to service and worship with them at the next opportunity. May God bless us all as we obey that truth, which offers the best that is yet ahead.